I want to do it Sunday night, but I'm going to go ahead and do it tonight. I felt like the Lord wanted me to, best I can tell. So tonight, we're going to talk about this just a little bit. And we're missing some folks that had to work and couldn't be here. And I hate that, but I'll probably mention some of it again. That's what we'll do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this one verse of Scripture, and then I'm going to tell you what happened on both sides of it. And it's verse 17 where a bunch of people got healed. And that's what we want to see at the youth rally. People get healed, spiritually speaking, touched, blessed, delivered from drugs, alcohol, painkillers, all that kind of stuff. So tonight, let's look at chapter 5 and verse 17. It said, "It came to pass on a certain day," that'd be April 27th, "as he was teaching," that's us at the youth rally, "the Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by," people come, "which were come out of every town of Galilee," Hickory, Charlotte, Asheville, all these towns, and Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, "and the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Now, that just did not just happen. There are so many people that think revival, power of God, people getting right, just happens. Boy, wasn't we lucky. We just happened to be down there that night and a big revival hit. It don't just happen. It don't just happen. It ain't like the Lord sits up in heaven and says, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, to which church shall I go this week?" It ain't. The Lord don't sit up there in heaven and say, I'm gonna flip a coin and I'm going to save souls in that church and not there and over here and send a move of God here and just, you know, fooey on the rest of them. That's not the way it works. There is always a reason. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm getting a burden. I'm getting a very, very heavy burden for the youth rally, for our church, for the bus kids, for our young people, for your kids, my kids. I always keep a burden, but you know, I'm very heavy. I always do this time of year. I mean, I was coming down the road tonight, and it just felt like the Lord was just on. I felt the Lord get on me when I was running this morning. And I really did. I felt like the Lord just come on me. And I want to be, I'd like to see the power of the Lord present to heal them at the youth rally. It ain't going to do no good if you had every sinner in North Carolina there if there's no power of the Lord to heal them. That's what got me. You know that church I got saved in, Marvin was talking about the other night, and I'd been to that church a bunch of times before, and it didn't faze me. I went to that church a few times growing up, and we sat back there and laughed and cut up and flipped pieces of paper, and I don't even remember even feeling God's presence. But oh boy, you know, that old song says, "Something got a hold of me, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night, that something got a hold of me." There's something there. The presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord was present to heal me. If you'll think back about it, the night you got saved, remember the night you got saved, it wasn't maybe all the singing or even the preaching. It was somebody bigger than the preacher and the singer. That's what gets a hold of it. And that's, boy, wouldn't we love to see that at the youth rally. Now I hope we have good preaching, and I know we'll have good singing, and I hope we'll have all that, but it's all in vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes. All is vain. And so the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, what I want to do is back up a little bit. Let's find out why and how the power of the Lord was present to heal them. If we want to see the Lord do a miracle, April 27, 28, 29, all I know to do is look in the Bible and see where it happened, and then back up and see what they did before it happened. If we'll do in faith what they did, then we might see the same thing. Look here. There's a whole bunch of good stuff happened. A man got healed in verse 13. And look at verse 15. "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." So it was a time when a lot of people was wanting to hear the Lord preach, and the crowd was growing, and it said fame. He was getting famous. He's becoming well known. And let me show you something. If you're a preacher, if you're a gospel singer, the thing the Lord did when he started getting famous is completely opposite than the way we do when people get famous now. Look what it said he did in verse 16. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Isn't that something? Now, we're going to talk more about that verse in just a minute. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He just got famous in verse 15. The crowds were growing. Listen, if a young preacher's pastoring a church and the crowd is growing and his fame spread, the best thing he can do is get him a bottle of water and go to the woods somewhere and get alone with God. The best thing. You know what we do? The very opposite. We write a book and go on a book tour and sign books and autographs and go on and talk. Like TV, the ministry gets big. They start going on this program and that program and this. You know what Jesus did? He withdrew himself and went in the wilderness and prayed. That ought to tell us something. That ought to teach us something. When the crowd gets bigger, there's more responsibility. There's more attack from hell. There's more, it's like when the wind blows harder, you got to drive the stakes of the tent down deeper or the thing will blow away. And so the Lord withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Isn't that something? He didn't go on a book tour and make interviews I'll be taking your calls now on how to have a successful meeting out here. And the Lord's in here and say, yes, and you do this. And yeah, here he is, folks, Jesus Christ. He's had the biggest crowd of Jerusalem in our history. We don't understand. Here's the camera. Here's the light. Can you tell us why you're so successful? And we'd like to take your picture and you're going to put you on the front of a magazine. They couldn't find him. He's out there in the wilderness praying. Lord, have mercy, we need to learn a lesson from that. Amen? He run from the spotlight. You know, there's a lot of times the Lord said, don't even tell nobody I did this. He didn't say, now make sure this gets in the paper. He didn't say, now we're going to print up a shiny brochure of this and send it out to all our supporting churches. The Lord said, don't tell nobody, because he knew they'd come by force and make him a king. Listen, brother, if God gets in your ministry just like, right, the last thing you'll need is advertising. Word gets out. Word gets out. The Lord, he went and prayed. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Before we can see God do something, here's what I want to ask you to do. Withdraw yourself into the wilderness and pray. Somebody asked me, they said, boy, they enjoy that boxing, don't they, Brother Danny? And I said, yeah. They said, you enjoy watching them? I said, I ain't never watched them. And they said, you don't go down there and watch the boxing? I said, no. That's on Saturday. You crazy? I've got the big service that night. Last thing I need to be doing is down there watching kids box. I'll leave that up to people that don't think spiritual. really. I'm serious. I don't mean that bad. Some do. But I leave that up to people who don't. I mean, you know what I do that Saturday? I get up. We come to the fairground. If we have a skit practice, something like that, I go straight back home. I close my door. I've got company downstairs. There's kids running in and out of the house, slamming doors, and down in the front yard. They're in my fish pond. They're everything else. And I close the doors, and I get down in the floor, and I say, oh, God, please, Lord. And they're down there wanting to cut up and fellowship and make sandwiches and stuff. And I'm just laying there on the floor saying, oh, God. I figure if the Lord wasn't too good to withdraw himself before the big day, then I'm not too good to withdraw myself for the big day. And we ought to do that. We ought to do that. You know, I've preached this for years. I've preached this for years, people. I believe that everybody, every good Christian, ought to take a day once in a while and take off work and go somewhere by yourself. If you can't do it at home, do it at home if you can. If you can't, go to the woods somewhere and take your Bible and spend the whole day just you and the Lord, getting the junk cleared out of your head and getting your heart. You say, well, that's hard for me to get off work. If you break your arm, you can get off work. They'll let you off work if you break your arm. And this is more important than getting a broken arm took care of. If you have a death in your family, they'll let you off work. You tell them, say, I'm going to die if I don't get out of here for a day. Get you a day off once in a while and say, I'm Spend it with the Lord. Ladies, don't think just because you've got kids and you're not out sinning that you're automatically going to stay right with the Lord with kids every day and everything. Lord, kids will make you backslide. They will, man. Don't think, well, I'm automatically on fire for God because I do my job and I love my husband and keep my kids. You better spend some time with the Lord is what you better do. I mean, lost women do that, some of them. You better do, take you some time, pay you a babysitter, whatever you got to do, and spend time with God. Make your husband keep them, or mama or somebody. You men, you better take some time once in a while. You better take some time. I'm telling you, go somewhere, get your Bible, read about 5 chapters, pray. Read about 4 chapters, pray. And just do that all day long. All day long. He withdrew himself. Now, when it says he withdrew himself, that means he wasn't fellowshipping. I read about Pray and Hyde. That's another book y'all ought to read. The Life of John Hyde. They call him Praying Hyde. One of the greatest books that ever. These weird bookstores nowadays, never heard of it. I don't know what they got. I was in 2 Christian bookstores yesterday in Hickory. And they're both, neither one of them got anything like this. Y'all know there's only one Christian bookstore in Burke County, and it's going out of business. Isn't that sad? That's a sad thing, brother. There's only one in this county, and it's going out of business right now. Buddy, the videos are booming. The rock music stores are booming. I wish somebody in here had enough money to buy that and up there and keep it going. Right beside Walmart. The lady told me yesterday, she said, I had a man who was going to buy it. She said, it's the only one in Burke County. There's only one in McDowell County, and I started it. I raised the money, went and got the stuff. We went and bought all that stuff from a man up in Spruce Pine. And now they don't open it like 2 days a week. So there's nothing hardly in McDowell or Burke County. That's pitiful. That's pitiful. We was running a bookstore 6 days a week and had almost $40,000 in the bank, getting ready to build on to it and everything. And what's happened to the Christian bookstore business? Is there no demand in Burke County with 300 churches for a Christian bookstore? Lord have mercy. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? 2 in Hickory, and they are full of milk. I mean, it's better than nothing. You can get some good stuff there, but you won't find nothing like that fast book. You won't find nothing like Praying Hyde, David Brainerd, nothing like that. They don't even know stuff like that exists. It's all cope with your problems and learn how to cope with your fears and 12-step program to this and that and a seminar on how to boss your husband around. That's about what it amounts to. And listen, brother, I didn't like that, did you? But anyway, I'm telling you, we're missing the mark. We're missing the mark in modern-day Christianity. So anyway, what was I talking about? About John Hyde? John Hyde would have these big camp meetings, and a lot of times he wouldn't even be in the service. He's out there under the platform somewhere, up under the platform praying. Under the platform praying. How's that for being a fanatic? Do you think when as a guy asked me to a Christian concert? He invited. We're all invited to some Christian rock concert in Spruce Pine here in a few weeks, and I said I appreciate that. I appreciate their invite. And he was trying to get me to. And I thought, do you reckon there'll be men underneath that altar fasting and praying for that service that night? No way. It's a different spirit. It's a different spirit. I mean, you can't tell it. They might be staggering around. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But listen, it's a different spirit, people. Where's the old-time religion? Where's God anymore? Where's God anymore? Somebody asked me that. Now, they called me and said, Brother Danny, where can I go find God? That's a good question. It's hard to find a church where, you know, we have a little breeze come through every now and then, people getting saved. We still have people saved on Sunday morning every now and then, but it ain't like it ought to be. Where are you going to go to church where people crying and getting saved in the old-time way anymore? It's hard to find. It's hard to find. And the Lord withdrew himself. That means he withdrew himself from dinners. He family dinner Sunday. I won't be there. Come on, Jesus. You're supposed to be the Son of God and be an example for all of us. I won't be there. Why? I'm going to be praying. Well, you can pray before we eat. You can pray after we eat. What's wrong with you? By the way, when you're fasting, you'll always have these people at work who suddenly get real spiritual and tell you you're going to die and tell you you should do this and oh, it's bad for your health and you're going to have to go to the emergency room. And you better make sure that ain't the devil talking through them. It probably is. If you're obeying God and die fasting, praise God, what a way to go. you just obey God. Not me, not anybody. You obey the Lord. Lord, my mom used to find out I was fasting. You know, I didn't even tell her. I didn't even tell her because she thought, now you've got to eat, son. 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 I said, Mom, that's what's wrong with us. We're eating ourselves to death. It ain't going to hurt us to do that a little while. We'll eat when it's over. And the Lord missed them dinners. He missed them family dinners. Think about that. He missed them family dinners. He missed them. Now, Jesus, you're going to be here, ain't you? We're going to grill out Saturday evening. Just the sound of that grill out makes me my mouth water. Don't it, you? When somebody says, we're going to grill. If somebody says, come over, we're going to fix a hamburger on the stove. Yeah, you know. When they say grill out, oh, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it. Oh, Lord, it's awful. But he withdrew himself from the dinners. From the dinners. He withdrew himself from activities. Ball games. Jesus, you're going to the game with us Saturday, ain't you? No, withdrew myself. Now me, you know how I always do. I'm on a TV fast. My TV's off. It's been off since last week sometime. And I, Lord willing, won't turn my TV back on till after the youth rally. I do that every year. I'm not telling you to. It'd be great if we did it more. But I don't even miss it. I get up, turn the weather on, see what the weather is, and I watch a ball game. I love to watch pro basketball, and I won't get to see another ball game till after the youth rally. But I'll live. I mean, if I could withdraw myself and say, Lord, please, would you save some old drug addict, some old Percocet chewer, some old Oxycontin sucking that stuff up their nose. God, if you'd deliver somebody like that, it would be worth it withdrawing myself. Jesus withdrew himself. He pulled himself away from the family dinners, away from the activities. Oh boy, you can count on it. One of your relatives will call you up and say, I'm going to take you to the steakhouse. It ain't your birthday, but I didn't get you nothing. Meet me there. And no doubt that happened to Jesus. No doubt somebody come to Jesus and they said, but Jesus, my son's graduating and we're going to have him a dinner. And will you not be there? He said, look, I'm sorry. And they said, well, you ain't much of a Christian. You're self-right. He said, well, you can say what you want to. I have withdrawn myself so that the power of the Lord will be present to heal them. Now, does anybody have a question on that? I'm not going to finish this tonight, by no means. I'm going to talk about this more next time. Anybody got a question on that? I'm going to talk about prayer again next Wednesday night. And then the last Wednesday night, the night of the youth, before the youth rally, I'm going to talk about dealing with somebody at the altar. Had a little trouble Sunday. I keep saying, one of you ladies come and pray, and no ladies come and pray. So all you ladies, help us out with that. When somebody comes to the altar, help that with somebody to pray with them, because sometimes people come and they say, oh, somebody else pray with them, stuff like that. So we usually have a little trouble with that. Had needed a couple more Sunday. But anyway, the Lord withdrew himself from the dinners, from the activities, from the ball games. He wasn't on vacation. He was praying. I know people that when they're fasting or something, instead of giving themselves to the Lord, man, they pet that flesh to death. Giving anything, drink milkshakes. You know, drinking milkshakes is about that close to eating a meal, brother. If it's thick enough. I mean, I don't think you should do that. I don't think you do what God tells you to do. That's not in the Bible. Chicken soup, real, real thick. And first thing you know, you ain't fasting. You just ain't eating nothing real hard. But we'll take care of this flesh, and I'm the same way. I ain't fussing at you. But Lord withdrew himself and prayed. He withdrew himself and prayed. That phrase got a hold of me as I was reading it this morning, about, I don't know, early this morning. He withdrew himself. He took himself out of his daily activities to pray and give time to God. That'll preach, folks. Buddy, that's foreign to most churches today. And that is totally unheard of to most young people and teenagers. You know what? You know why people go to churches nowadays? Makes you feel good. They said, well, I like to go and that good music gets it going and we all sing and it just makes you feel good. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with getting blessed in church and feeling good, but that ain't why we come, folks. There's a world going to hell and the gates of hell are opening up and swallowing up a gang of young people and teenagers, and somebody has got to show these kids there's a better way. And it's left up to us. And a lot, there's not many doing it anymore. There's not many doing it. They came out of every town. Now, somebody help me right quick. Anybody? Right quick. Tell us about those ladies over there at Nebo again, brother. Before the power of the Lord was present. Yeah, three. Yeah, two and three. Yeah. During those times.
Anyway, there was a bunch of that met every about two or three nights a week for 2 years before that revival ever happened. And it wasn't that they just were praying that the Lord would send revival.
Amen.
It was no, you know, they just kept praying and then the Lord sent it.
Yeah, and y'all have heard me tell about Miss, what was her name out there? Lived right up the road. Miss Edwards. Miss Edwards fasted for 3 days. And she just fasted for 3 days. And when she got through fasting, she said the Lord said, go three more. So she went three more. That was six. And then she went, and then the revival hit. And I mean, they withdrew themselves. And I didn't even know this. And I got saved in that revival. I had no idea. All I knew was that I felt unhappy as conviction. And all I knew was I heard about my friends getting saved. And that's all I knew. I had no idea what was going on in the shadows. But them women was praying. And so we're going to pray next Friday night, a week from Friday. We're having our all-night prayer meeting. We're going to start at about 9 o'clock and then go till around 3 in the morning. And I hope everybody plans. Listen, if you had a loved one get hurt real bad in a car wreck, you could go to the hospital and sit right there till 2 o'clock in the morning with them. It ain't gonna kill you. So I mean, it's all a matter of, hey, I'm gonna give myself in prayer. So we're gonna do that, Lord willing, next Friday night. I'm gonna ask you try to find a babysitter because the kids. You know, little kids, it's not good for them always. And we're going to get down to business and we're going to beg God to help us. Not just for the youth rally, for the days ahead, for the weeks ahead, the months ahead. Us as parents, me as a preacher, you as a parent, as a Christian, we're just going to beg God to help us. So the Lord withdrew himself. He withdrew himself. So the next verse says, the power of the Lord. See, he didn't set up all night and watch David Letterman and set up all night long and watch ball games and all night and then the next day go out and the power of the Lord was present to heal him. That's not necessarily a sin for him to watch a ball game, but he withdrew himself and got alone with God and the power of the Lord came. Listen, we don't earn salvation. We don't do anything to get salvation or keep it. It's a gift of God, grace of God, kept by the grace of God. But as far as the power of the Lord comes, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. But oh, is it worth it? Glory to God, is it worth it? And I'm praying for a bunch of people. I've really been pushing this thing about that addiction service on the radio. I don't know if y'all been listening to radio programs, but I'm really pushing. I got to get some commercials that are made tonight. Matter of fact, I'm going to get them tonight from the radio station. I'm going to be mailing them to different radio stations, and I'm really pushing that thing on addictions that night. There's no telling. There is no telling who will hear about that and bring their 17-year-old son or their 20-year-old daughter to that service center. There's no telling. And say, God, This may be the only hope. This may be the only chance. And then me and you will be glad we went these days and hours and prayed. If we fool around and say, oh, it's spring and it's pretty weather, the Lord's getting us tonight, ain't he? It's going to frost. Amen. It might be a snow in the next few days. But we say, oh, it's too pretty weather to pray and fast. I want to get out in the yard and work and all that. Listen, every year I wrestle down. I'd love to get out in the yard and spread mulch. Every year I say, I'm going to get this mulch spread around my house and I'm going to get some things done, but I ain't doing it until after youth rally. And then after youth rally, it's summer now. I'll just wait till next year. I do that every year. Every year, I'm telling you. By it's May and the leaves are all out, and you think, I got by this much, I'll let it go next year. But let's pay the price. Let's pay a price. He withdrew himself. Anybody else? Right quick, I have a question or a comment or a testimony that might help somebody else. Let's pay the price. He withdrew himself. And I'm going to talk next week about what happened as the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It wouldn't have done no good. It wouldn't have done no good for them to have all them people there if the power of the Lord wasn't there. Imagine them people driving miles and riding them camels and finally sleeping out in the cold to get them to where Jesus was, and that big crowd are there, and he'll say, well, it's good to see everybody here tonight. Woo, let's sing a little song, clap our hands. Bye, you're dismissed. That's all they get. Amen? That's all we get, Lord. Oh, let's have some lights flash. What if the Lord had had some disciples up there? Lord have mercy. Them people would have went right back worse shape than they were when they got there. They wouldn't have been healed. They'd have been worse off. They'd have been worse off. That's right. What if the Lord would have been there and everybody just started going, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, brother. It said the power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's what we need. It's what we need. It's what I need. It's what you need. It makes all the difference in the world when the power of the Lord is present to heal them. All right, the kids are about ready to come in. Miss Desi, why don't you come up here and play?